guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me. I know you have an awesome, a wonderful, a fabulous, a marvelous, marvelous day, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Because it does not matter what your perspective or what you look at. You have to keep your eyes, what they used to say, on the prize. You actually have to do what Nike said. What? You got to do it, right? The thing about it is, the things that we face, the good, bad, and the ugly, okay? It is actually what we need. I hate to say it. When mom said and mom and dad said, you're going to learn from this experience, that is very true. The thing is, we actually do go through good and bad in our life. What we deemed that's good and bad. Let me put it that way because of the perspective of the thing. But the thing about it is we cannot give up. We can't quit. We can't cave in because we need you. We need you because with all the members together, the body will function, right? We just got to keep that in mind. And the thing that we do here, I'm your awesome, I get emotional sometimes, but I have the awesome opportunity of being your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. And what that is, just in a nutshell, I help you identify your purpose if you don't know your purpose, if you don't know your calling. And also, we help, help you establish a platform that you can actually, be seen, be heard, and get paid, right? That's it. So that's what we do. I have the awesome opportunity to be entrusted with so many platforms that, let's just keep it real that God has allowed me to do. You know, from the radio to TV to publishing, nonprofit organizations, I'm a minister. You know, I keep it real, okay? We keep it 100, like the kids say. You have to make sure you have your systems in place. Now, we don't want to delay because we got a Powerball. Because I already have my pen and paper ready. So she actually have an amazing platform as well that I tune in. Awesome. But let me, this is the question of the day. The question of the day someone asked me is, what is Sunday? And it goes right good. It's amazing with what we're going to talk about today. How do you have your confidence when you actually telling a person about your products or services? How do you actually convert them from clicking, meaning a like button or a comment, versus going to that sale page and then hitting the sales button? I know our guests don't expound, but I'm going to just say briefly what I do. And I know I've used these three words in another context, but guess what? It always comes true. The first thing is I try my best. I'm very passionate in what I do. People say, where did this energy come from? But, you know, when you get closer and closer to your passion, your purpose, you know, it just shines through. And that's what we do in all our platforms, help people shine their light to the world, which is your dreams, your goals, your passion, the reason you actually was born. And I do that partially because I have to be able to do it partially before I can actually help somebody else do that. So that's number one, have that passion, have that compassion. And the second one is, guess what? You don't want to hear, you have to be authentic. You have to be true. Because I can't, I'm going to tell you when I've had a hard time. I told you I won't do a website. You don't come to me a website, okay? I'm not a landscaper. You know, there's certain things that I know in my business that's a board, if you want to call it that, things that I can't do. But I tell you, I truly, truly enjoy outsourcing. I truly enjoy having someone on the team that actually can do those things, okay? Amen? It's okay to say you need somebody help. The thing is what you do when you actually say you need it. The last thing, be consistent. People say they have watched me 3 and 4 years. I just got another speaking engagement coming up. The lady said she's been watching me for 3 years. I'm like, hallelujah, I hope I was the same. But she said, yeah, I was consistent. She could see the passion that I really, truly. But sometimes, you know, people have to watch you a little bit because, to be honest, there's a lot of people that's not doing the right thing, right? So you got to make sure you do the three things I just said to keep for people to end up buying, okay? And that is consistent, authentic, and, of course, you got to be compassionate about what you do. But let me tell you, let's get the expert in here because, you know, I only just tipped the iceberg of that question from Dr. Renee this week. But we actually have an amazing young man, Brian K. McNeil. I mean, guess what? I'm going to just briefly. You know, he's a sales coach. He's an impactful speaker. He's an author. He's so many things that we actually want to make sure he gets that time, that founder. He's a workshop facilitator. I just love it, love it, love it. But we want to welcome him to Good Deeds. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Renee Sunday. I was so excited just listening to your intro. I can't wait to tackle the question of the day myself. You got me pumped up and ready to go. Thank you for this opportunity to be with you.
Oh, Lord, I love it. I got to sit down now so I behave. But let's do this. Let's get right in, Brian. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing thing that's going on in your life.
Sure. My name is Brian Keith McNeil, and you know how, Dr. Rennie, there are so many wonderful people that you come across and that all of us come across that offer really, really helpful and really great services to the world, things that can really be helpful to people. And a lot of times these folks are only vague at how to sell it, or they're using antiquated selling methodologies or stuff that they learned 20 years ago, and they find themselves in a place where they're not earning nearly the money that they could or that they should. And what I do is I help people in that position to actually sell themselves and their services better than they ever have before so they can earn more money than ever before. And I do that through my books, my workshops, my coaching, my training. And I've been doing it for more than 25 years now. You know, God has blessed me with a love of learning. And by my own count, Doctor, I've read more than 700 books on how to sell. I've attended, you know, I don't know, maybe 100 sales trainings and workshops and things like that. I've made thousands of sales. I've missed thousands of them. I've helped thousands of people to sell better. And when you do all this work and you stay that consistent, you develop philosophies that work. And my books boil down these philosophies where I know if I'm helping someone, they'll earn way more money next month than they do this month just by following my systems. And I look at my whole life as a ministry. Everything I do, I look at myself as God's hands and arms and feet here on earth. And I look at my work. I think God has uniquely qualified and prepared me to help the rest of the world to sell themselves and their services better, and I do it freely every day. Yep.
I love it. Let's dive a little deep into it because I know a lot of people are, whenever you say the word sales, oh, my God, they get nervous. They get nervous. They say they can't do it. Let's dive into it a little bit. Should we actually use the word sales? What can we do, just briefly? I know we have to contact you for your amazing platform, but what can we do off the bat?
I'm going to be generous tonight, okay?
For the sale.
I'm going to be very generous for you tonight. Now, I look at, and this kind of, I think, ties into your question of the day. How can you present what you say confidently? How can you get people to confidently just be interested and click over? Whether it's online or on the phone or in person, this kind of ties in with your question just now about selling and sales. First off, you have to determine is what you're offering or what you want them to buy, is that something that you're doing to them or is it something that you're doing for them? See, if you know it's doing it for them, you kind of owe it to them to help them have it. If it's something that you're doing to them just so that you can make some money, well, that's when that trepidation will creep in, and that's when that doubt creeps in. Now, I heard you said earlier, first off, you cannot fool anybody today. Everybody's bullcrap meter is set on high, so don't even try. Everybody can tell if you're sincere or not. You cannot fool anybody. The dumbest person you're ever going to meet can still tell if you're being authentic or not. So you can't fool anybody. Everyone has access to Google, so don't even try. Only present the things that you believe in and only present the things that are authentic. Now, I'm at peace with saying the word sell myself. I like the word sell myself, but I look at it the way it was originated. The word sell has two originations. One is Greek and one is Old English. The Greek comes from two words, sell and ye, which literally mean to help. The word came about to help someone to get something. The Old English origination comes from a word called salon, which literally means willing to give up. So if you look at the word the way it was originally intended, you have to have someone that's willing to give up something or someone that's willing to help someone else. In the Proverbs 26 and 7, it says, blessed is he who is willing to sell. Blessed is he who is willing to sell. And what they're talking about, the one who has grain if he's willing to sell his grain, and your grain is your stuff, your intellectual property, the way that you help someone, if you have something that can help the world needs you to be willing to sell it. If you have this stuff that could help the world and you keep it to yourself, curses upon you. You are being selfish. You know, if you have something that can help someone, there's this thing Dr. Renee called the sin of the desert. And it kind of dominates my life. It's been dominating my life more than 20 years. But the sin of the desert. The sin of the desert is when you know where the water is, but you're not willing to tell anyone else. If you know where the water is, but because you don't have the skills to tell them or you're afraid to tell them, if you know the answer to the question, if you know of a way to be helpful to someone, if you know of a way to improve someone's life, and you choose not to tell them about that way to better their life for whatever reason, if it could be because you don't have the skills, you're afraid, you're too tired, you're bashful, whatever the reason, if you know how to help them and you choose not to, in that moment, you are committing the sin of the desert. And the sin of the desert is the height of selfishness. And we don't want to be selfish. We want to help someone. You need, yes, of course, you need to have the skills to do it confidently. Yes, of course, you can develop the skills. And I know of an amazing sales coach to help you to do it. But you kind of owe it to the world. If you know, then you owe them. So that confidence, first off, you determine if you're doing it for them. If you're doing it for them, for their benefit after you're gone, if you're certain of that, then you owe it to them to offer it to them, and you should offer it to them skillfully.
I'm excited.
That is so powerful.
Oh, I feel more comfortable now with the word sell.
And I know the audience.
Now here's the other thing about the word sell. I want to say this about that. I put it on my list of things that most people should not say in the presence of their clients unless you know how to defend it. Now, the reason why I tell people don't say that is because, like, now, Dr. Renee, if I told you, and I'm going to say this with you now, if I told you, Dr. Renee, hey, I have a friend that I want you to meet, he's a salesman type. Now, what kind of image comes to your mind?
With a salesman, he's like, I better have my guard up.
Yes. And a lot of people, so if you say you better have your guard up, so a lot of people, when you say just that little bit of intro, he's a salesman type, that overall image is not positive. It's a negative image. And salespeople over time have earned that negative image. Now, the reason why salespeople have the negative image is because, you know, from the turn of the century till about the 90s, the 80s and 90s, the salesperson had the advantage over the customer. The salesperson knew the details. The salesperson knew the real cost of it. They had an advantage. And a lot of times they use bad things, used car salesmen, contractors, things like that. They could manipulate pricing, and they earned a bad reputation. Well, the pendulum has swung so far the other way now. Now the salesperson does not have any advantages. Everyone can research it. A lot of times the customer knows as much as the salesperson, if not more. I think today's salesperson is vain if he thinks he's going to tell somebody something that they ain't never heard before or they hadn't checked out, no matter what it is. They probably checked you out before you got there. They can check you out while you're in front of them with their cell phones. So you don't have an advantage anymore. You must be authentic and you must be skilled. The winner today is not the one who has something that's better than everybody else, because that's hard to do. The winner is the one who has developed the skills to offer it to the world. Now, if you will permit, Dr. Renee, today here's the other challenge. Because people don't want to come across as salesmen-y, they don't want to look like a salesman, what's happened today is a lot of people in business or in network marketing or offering services, because they don't want to come across as salesy, they don't even ask for business at all. They just tell what they do, but they never say, will you give it a try? Can I earn your business? Will you write me a check? They never overtly ask, And because people today are so wimpy and choosing not to ask for business because they haven't learned how to do it, the overall quality of their life is diminished. They don't earn nearly the money. If I ask you for directions, you probably give it to me. But if I kind of hint about it, say something like, you know, I really would like to know how to get over to this such and such place, but I don't ask you for the directions, I'm talking about it, yeah, I would like to go over there, I have to either ask you for what I want or I have to hope that you can figure out what I want and then offer it to me, which is really low probability selling. So because people don't want to come across a salesman, but they don't even ask for business. And that hurts you so much. Not only does it hurt you, but it hurts everyone within your sphere, your family, your children, everybody. It hurts your city if you don't earn more money. It hurts everyone. The average person that earns more than 100 grand a year, he keeps more than 100 people employed from the places he goes and the things he buys. So you kind of owe it to others to do your very best. And it should be like on equal planes. The more people you serve and help, the more money you earn. You should think of them like that. I help more people to better their lives in some way, I earn more money. I earn more money as a direct result of me helping more people. That's what I do.
Wow.
And I want people to think that way.
Well, help us out, Bri. Tell us how you help us with that in the different things that you do with, from your book, from your coaching. Tell us how we can move past that so we can actually act for the sale.
Yes. Well, let me – okay, now you set me up. You gave me such a good setup. That kind of helps me to promote myself the way you set it up. So thank you. Thank you there. Okay. You know, it's easy. I'm very easy to reach. You can reach me anywhere you like. You can call me directly. You can go to my website and reach me on Facebook. My name is Brian Keith McNeil. If you want to call me, my phone number is 919-345-4893. My number is very public, 919-345-4893. Now, my books, let me tell you about them. The first book I always recommend is the book I wrote called The Shortcut. The Shortcut. And the subtitle is The Fastest Route to Selling Your Services Better Than You Ever Have Before So You Can Earn More Money Than Ever Before. This book is only 74 pages. This book is nuts and bolts of what to do to sell yourself and your services. A lot of cake and a very little frosting. Just do what it says do. You will earn more money too. It covers nuts and bolts of what to do when you don't have a client in front of you. But what it doesn't cover is how to ask for the money or close sales. So my next book I wrote was called Asking for the Money. Asking for the Money, I've written that book as well. Asking for the Money, it teaches you what to do before you ask for the money. What do you do when you ask for the money? How do you overcome objections? What do you do when you get a lot of resistance? How do you feel confident? How do you handle objections confidently? And how do you ask for the money without fear or fumbling? It also talks about why you must ask for the money. You must do it. So you can either learn through my books, through my workshops. I've got a ton. I got like 78, 80 videos on YouTube under Brian K. McNeil or Brian Keith McNeil. You know, and they range in time anywhere from 2 minutes to an hour and a half. But I got a lot of free stuff. But not only the free stuff, but the coaching, my company, Very Personal Sales Coaching. I got great groups on Facebook. There's a lot of ways to touch, and I think you should. But here's the other thing, too. I give a free, if it's free, it's for me, right? Free, F-R-E-E, selling your services consultation to anyone who reaches out to me and schedules it. A free selling your services consultation. If you'll reach out to me in some kind of way, you know, get in touch with me. You got to take it as checkers. I offer a free selling your services consultation. It'll last up to 30 minutes. I'm offering it to you. That's my move. Now, the next move is yours. You figure out a way to get in touch with me, and then we will schedule your session, and I promise you within a 30-minute time period, I can bless you in such a way that when we get off that phone, you will know that you're better at selling yourself and your services than you were before that phone call started.
I love it. But let me ask you this. with the coaching that you do, do you take people that's just starting out or people that's kind of somewhat seasoned?
Yes and yes. I like to help people who want to learn. Now, I think if you're just starting out, the best thing you could do would be to get a coach if you're just starting out. Like if someone wanted to pick up golf, I never played golf before. I want to learn how to play golf. The best counsel is get yourself a golf coach and go to a driving range first before you go on out there and frustrate yourself. Keep yourself from making expensive mistakes. The shortcut to becoming more successful is to have a coach to help you. Now, veterans, here's the challenge with veterans and seasoned people. A lot of them do it the way they used to do it, you know, and they can't figure out why it's not working today. So instead of learning the way people buy today, they just do the old methods that don't work more often. You know, so that's the challenge of someone that's been in the game for a long time. Unless you are continuously studying, keeping yourself in a constant studying mode, keeping yourself green and growing instead of ripe and rotting, you're not going to be able to keep up. The money today goes to the learners, people who continuously learn, people who never let them put themselves in a position where they think they know it all. Those are the ones that win today. The ones who will continually read and study through YouTube and all those places. And that's why you have to do it. You have to keep yourself learning. No one knows enough by themselves. No one. No one has enough experience. No one has enough knowledge. Even if you are a solopreneur is still a team game. You need some people to help you. You need coaches. You need mentors. You need sounding boards. You need people to try stuff with. You need people to cheerlead with you. You need people to help celebrate your victories, and you need people to help endure your hardships with you. We all need help.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. A lot of times people don't ask for help, and then they say, oh, this is not working. I think most businesses within the first 3 years are pretty hard anyway. So the best thing to do is start off with a coach or start off with someone that's ahead of you that you can actually excel at. Oh, my God, that is so powerful. And when you do your workshops, is that usually you do your workshops? Do you kind of pick a certain area with your workshop to help people?
You know, yes. Here's how it goes typically, Dr. Renee. When I'm doing my workshops, typically in the beginning I'm a little bit formal because there's some baseline things that I want to learn from them. You know, like I'll put them in a scene, for example, and I'll tell to them, let's say you're at a business mixer and you end up in a huddle with some friendly people. And there's conversation things around to you, and they say, so Dr. Renee, what do you do for a living? And I see how they answer that question at a party. And then I will ask them, do you want to role play it with me?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Let's do it. Now, this gives me an opportunity to teach something while I'm on your show. Okay, so Dr. Renee, if you were at a business mixer with friendly people, And the conversation is going great, no loud music, and the conversation swung around to you, and someone at the party that you did not know, they said, what do you do for a living? In that scene, how do you answer that question?
Now, that's a good question because it usually depends on what type of function. But I guess in general, I'll say... I'm Renee Sunday. I use Renee Sunday, and I'm actually a platform builder, so I help people build their brands and share their message with the world.
Okay, cool. That's what you say. That's question one. I got two more questions for you. So now, the second question, we're not at the party anymore. It's just you and I talking. So, Renee, who do you believe would pay for your services?
Usually it's professional women that want to get unstuck from their business, their personal life, in general.
All right, and those women, those professional women that want to get unstuck, once they hire you, what do you call them?
I usually call them my family. I tend not to call my clients my clients.
Okay, so you call them family. But they're clients.
At least
by their
first name. Yeah, but they...
All right,
yeah,
cool.
I used to say they part
All right,
of
so
the
one
community.
More question,
I
one more question, because we're almost done, I think. In that third question, final question, what business would you say that you are in?
Oh, if I could pick one word, let me pick one word. I would say,
you don't have to be one word.
I wish I could pick one word. Empowerment, it's a big umbrella. I would say empowerment and catalyst.
All right, now watch this. Now watch this. I got it now. Now, I'm going to pretend that I do what I understand that you do. Okay, I'm going to pretend I'm in your business. And I want you to ask me, what do I do for a living?
Okay, what do you do
ask me what,
for
ask
a living?
Ask me what I do for a living. You know how
what
there are so many women that, you know how there are so many women that go into business for themselves and they try to figure out a way to separate themselves from the crowd. They try to figure out a way to stand out, and they want to stand out, and they really do have great things to help the world, but they're just not sure how to do it. You know what I mean? Right. Well, what I do is I actually help these women to stand out from the crowd. My company, Dr. Renee's business, I actually am the platform builder, and I showcase for these women through my company all the different ways that they can stand out and get their message out the way they want it out so that they can not only stand out, but so that they can prosper wonderfully through their services. That's what I do. Now, how was my answer?
Oh, I love it.
Here's the thing.
So amazing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you are amazing. But here's the thing. I don't understand your business like you do, but I know how to sell it. Now, there's two types of people that love stories. One of them is children, and the other one is adults. We all love stories. By parable shall ye teach. That's why we have movies and TV shows, because we love stories. When I was pretending I was in your game, and you asked me what I do for a living, I did not just describe it for you. No. What I did was I attempted to introduce into the conversation an easy-to-agree-upon problem. And because I don't understand your game as well as you do, it took me a couple of sentences to get you to agree on the problem that my service solves. I said, you know how there are so many women that want to stand out from the crowd and they're just not sure how to do it? I made it sound like a problem, and I got you to agree. You know what I mean? Does it make sense? You're like, yeah, because you understand it. And then after I got you to agree on the problem, because that's the moment, Dr. Renee, that's the moment that you have metaphorically taken me by the hand. Now I can take you on a journey. So I got you to agree on the problem, and then I said, well, what I do is I introduce myself as a solution to the problem that you just agreed with the problem. That's what I did. Now, the most important part of what I did was the ending of the story. And most people don't end their stories, which makes it hard for them to sell. The ending of your story is more important than the beginning. But I ended my story when I was pretending I was in your game with, so that they can. So you do all that cool stuff for what? You do all that cool stuff, platform building, so that they can something. And if you don't tell what the so that they can is, it's almost as if you didn't have a benefit. And you do have a benefit, but you must say it. Okay? We took all our time, didn't we?
I love it, Brian. That was so powerful. I thank you for that.
Oh, wow. You really were generous today.
You got this straight. Because, like you said, season people kind of – and see, I can use that, and no matter what platform I'm in, because I remember I told you, depending on what platform, for some platforms
yes,
I say Dr. Renee, some I say minister, but what you just said, that covers even the minister aspect. Oh, wow.
It will. And one more thing, you have to know that the average American knows about 600 people. So you don't want to sell to the one that you're talking to. You want to sell through them. instead of saying, you know how you don't know how to do it and you need this and you need that, you want to talk about, you know how there are so many people in them and they. Because if you talk about them, they, and so many other people, you get into their networks, their 600 people, and you don't lose them.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
Oh, Brian, you got
me all
excited.
So if anyone wants to take advantage of
how to
reach out.
I know how to. Yeah, come back around and say that, please.
Say what part again?
How we can get in contact with you for the session.
Okay, cool. Yes, I will.
I'll
be happy
work
to.
With you.
You can find me on Facebook, Brian Keith McNeil. You can find me on LinkedIn, Brian K. McNeil, or The Most Fun Speaker. You can call me directly, 919-345-4893. That's 919-345-4893. Anyone who reaches out to me, particularly coming through Dr. Renee's show, you will get a free selling yourself or selling your services consultation. The free consultation will last up to 30 minutes, and I do it in such a way that I know you'll be blessed.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Well, Brian, you know, thank you, of course, for being in your purpose. And thank you for being here with
good deeds.
If you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to come back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I know you mean it because that's who you are.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it. But anyway, you and your wife are so amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, please contact, social media because they always have valuable information. They actually have Facebook Live videos. And, of course, if you need anyone to be part of the event, please do that as well. But thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Renee.
You're welcome. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to really, really, and actually it's so amazing. I didn't get a chance to tell Brian. This show, we actually starting something new. We're transcribing all of the shows. So we'll be actually, they gave me something else to do now. All our information will be radio show-wise and then also to be as a blog as well. So that actually, that's another lesson of business, always be able to repurpose. So I'm teaching you stuff all the time here on Good Deeds. But if you want information of how to advertise, sponsorship with a radio or TV show, or even we have some new platforms coming out that you can actually advertise and get your business out there, please contact us at www.renee, which is R-E-N-E-E Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. We actually have women retreats. We actually have women fellowship. If you're here in the local Atlanta area, so excited. If you want to do a collaboration on something, you know, we'll talk about it. But, you know, the thing to always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born. You have a reason you're here right now. You have to do the three things. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. You know what to say next. You have to don't stop. You got to get it, right? And, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.